Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is made possible thanks to Black Ballads membership community. To find out how to join our community of professionally ambitious, socially conscious, and culturally curious Black women, visit the link in our show notes. Loyal listeners, I know you had to wait a while for the second season of The Survival Guide, so as a reward for your patience and unwavering support, I hope you've rated and reviewed us, we have some bonus episodes to extend your enjoyment of this season. First up, I spoke with Naima Costa, mother and author of two novels, her critically acclaimed debut, Halsey Street, and the New York Times bestselling What's Mine and Yours. Both of her books contain mother figures who are flawed, to say the least. And I love a flawed character, so I was excited to get into conversation with her about writing flawed characters and the truth in her fiction that reflect the reality of motherhood and life. I read What's Mine and Yours last year and I enjoyed it. It's about two families and two mothers who find themselves on opposite sides of a fierce battle around the integration of a high school in North Carolina. Both mothers are dealing with catastrophic losses, and in trying to protect their children and doing what they think is best for each of their families, they make certain decisions that reverberate across two decades. One of the mothers in What's Mine and Yours is Jade, a determined Black woman who will not allow her loss to derail the life she wants for her son, G. Jade embodies the idea of survival in motherhood, sometimes to the detriment of the emotional connection she has with G. While this podcast is called The Survival Guide, many of us will be familiar with the ways that the strong Black woman archetype actually works against us. But in contrast, as mothers, what other choice do we have but to be strong for our children's sake? I asked Naima about these ideas of strength, survival, and the determination to just push through the hard parts of life.
Well, I love the character Jade in my book. I have a lot of admiration for her. I identify with her. Sometimes I think readers give her a hard time because of the things that she misses or doesn't do. But I think as a mom, I reflect all the time on what I know how to do and what I don't know how to do for my kid. And I'm always trying to grow that. But she's someone who suffers a terrible loss and feels like the grief is enough to sink her family and wants to make sure that what they've lost and what happens to them doesn't shape her son's future, which I think is in many ways beautiful and powerful because she steps up. And not all parents are able to do that. Not all parents do that for their kids. And she really does step up and try to figure out how to give her son a future and a life. But just like she doesn't know how to give herself space to grieve, and to be vulnerable and be soft. She doesn't know how to create that space for her son either. And I think this is something that I've seen in my family that I understand. Like, I understand the difficult circumstances people have just had to push through. And like, I have my life in many ways because of that. I've got some other stuff too, but like, you know, like some wounds and some things I don't know how to do. But I understand the pressure that led to those choices. You know, I grew up in a family where we just didn't talk about hard things. Or if we did, we turned them into like a funny story, like a funny family legend. And only in adulthood would I hear a story and say, that's terrible. Like, you all went through that? That is rough, you know? Like, and we find ways of dealing with it, whether it's humor or not talking about it or putting it down. And as a mother, I've found myself with some of the space to do that processing and grieving, like some of the time, like some of the resources, some of the education. So I try to do that for myself and for my daughter. But I've definitely carried with me that survival, push through it mentality. And I just tapped into that in the postpartum period. Like, things were so hard. And instead of saying like, what can I change? Or how can I get help? I was just like, things are hard now. This is what we're doing. And didn't think very much about how to take care of myself. I thought a lot about how to take care of my daughter and how to protect her. But even after all my therapy, it took a long time to realize that my wellness and her wellness, at least right now, can't be disentangled. And that, you know, my saying like, I can do it, I can do it, I can get us through this, wasn't a service to me. Which at some level I was used to doing things that did not serve me. And also wasn't a service to her, but it took a long time and it took other people to point that out to me. Although I had already written Jade and like written this book, you know, it was different when it was my own life. Well, I think I was prepared for motherhood to be hard, because so many of the women in my family constantly spoke about that and spoke about motherhood mostly in terms of its limits. So I think I felt very prepared for some of the limitations that would come in terms of my time, my ability to pursue things that were important to me. I think that I wasn't as connected to the pleasure and joy that I might experience. I felt like I was steeling myself up for a tough road in the months leading up to motherhood. I was excited to meet my daughter, but I was also preparing myself. And, you know, my therapist actually said to me, she was like, you know, you're going to have fun too. And you're going to like her. And she was right. But I think that I hadn't seen that reflected very much around me. And so I wasn't anticipating it. I was mostly anticipating the hard stuff.
One of the things that I personally feel makes motherhood hard is that so often it's hard to find the dividing line between yourself and your child. Everything you do feels like it's in service to them, often to the point of deprioritizing your own needs and desires. This can blossom into conflict later on in life, where mothers feel like they've sacrificed so much or made hard decisions for their kids who refuse to understand that, while their kids feel like the choices that were made were ultimately selfish or detrimental, and their mothers refuse to understand that. This tension is definitely felt in the lives of the two mothers, Jade and Lacey May, and the children in Naima's book. I asked Naima about these dividing lines between mothers and their children.
Yeah. I mean, I think that because I didn't feel loved by my mother and felt abandoned in so many ways, I think, you know, my daughter's only been alive for 2 years, so I'm still working on this. But I think I did a hard correct in the other direction where I was like, I'm going to be so present and she's going to know how much I love her. But, you know, like how she feels about herself, I know will be shaped about how she sees me feeling myself and how I treat myself, even at like the most basic levels. Like if she's the one who's bathed and whose hair is done and who's fed and well slept, and then mommy is like, you know, hasn't even cared for her body or found a way to do that, that'll send her a message about like who she is or what it is to be a woman or what it is to be a mother and to be in this world. And, you know, I think so much about how to show her that she's valued at home so that she can carry that out into a world where she will not always be valued. And I know that part of that is seeing me value myself, but it's a constant process for me too. It's a very constant process. And it's sometimes such basic things like eating and showering, trying to move my body, but it's also other things too, like setting boundaries in my life that help me feel good about myself so that I can model that for her. It's doing work that matters to me, even if it means I spend less time with her, right? She sees mommy close the door and say like, I'm gonna write now, like, goodbye. But it's difficult because I think I have a sense of, I have my own trauma and my own sense of what can be lost in the life and mind of a daughter. And so, you know, that's always present, even if, you know, my daughter is not me and the family I've created is different than my family of origin. But I think the past is always with me, which is partially what I write about so much, how the past is always with us as we move through time.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, so let's talk about trauma. Let's talk about grief in particular, because both times I went through childbirth, I was experiencing grief of different kinds. And a part of me was very concerned about how what I was feeling would transmit to my newborn babies. I was told that babies are sponges. They soak up everything from you, including your emotional state. And navigating that stage of motherhood both times felt really hard. And I know Naima had her own grief to deal with.
Well, I'm definitely still learning. But one of the things I'm learning is how to create space to be with my grief, even if I don't want to. And even if my grief scares me, because I feel like I've had examples of people who were so consumed in my family life, so consumed by what happened to them, like traumas, that they weren't able to be present for their children. So that possibility, I think, terrifies me. But I try to find ways to process what I'm carrying. And I have to remind myself to do it, because the emotions, you know, there's that saying, the emotions go somewhere. And that's true. Like they show up one way or another. So one thing that I do is I try to write what I'm feeling, and I find that that's helpful. Like I do a lot of rage journaling. It's just like, just so that I'm not walking through the world irritable. You know, like, or I'm a little less irritable because I got it out in my rage journaling. I do think that the fiction is an outlet for me, although my books don't tell the story of my life or the events of my life. I do think the fiction allows me to have control over experiences and emotions and realities that are always there and always buzzing in my mind. So I think that that's one of the ways I take care of myself. I've been an off and on runner, and I do find that the running also helps me when I divorce it from anything else, but like, I'm going to feel better after this, like divorce it from any kind of body modification or like any, you know, just like I'm doing this because it is good for me. Yeah. But I have found that I need those like controlled moments of release so that I'm not just carrying the feelings with me, because I can't just will myself to be like more patient or more upbeat or more pleasant when there are real burdens that have to be in some way released, at least in part, at least for a little bit. I think for a long time, I just thought I could like power through something, like have the willpower to be cheerier or whatever. And I think there's some permission and freedom in that too. It's such a heavy burden to be told that you can't feel what you feel because it might affect your kid, which I don't think is true, right? Like you still get the fullness of your humanity and experience. You still get your feelings, and that's different than how you interact with and love your child.
You know what I think sometimes? And excuse me while I get on my soapbox. Mothers are not afforded humanity, but rather than be dehumanized, we're often deified, put on this impossible pedestal where we cannot afford to make a wrong step, and we are judged heavily for choices that others deem inappropriate or incompatible with motherhood. I think this is often why messy mothers in literature and film, women who have children but are emotionally complicated, obviously flawed, and often make decisions that make people feel uncomfortable, get such strong reactions from audiences. But I think that not only are these sometimes unlikable characters realistic, they're often very necessary.
Yeah, I don't understand readers who talk about unlikable characters, because I think that that's sort of why I read. I want to read about complicated, messy people. And I also say like, well, who's in your life? And like, what if we wrote a book about you? Like, aren't we all unlikable sometimes, some moments in the day, some weeks or years of our life, you know? And that's, you know, the things we struggle with are part of our story.
Naima's novel, What's Mine and Yours, is available now, and you can find a link to purchase it in our show notes. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of Black Ballad Presents The Survival Guide. Please rate and review if you haven't already, and share this episode with a mom who loves books as much as I do. This is a Black Ballad production, and the theme music for this podcast is by Darrell Banks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.